Good morning. A clear and seasonably cool night across interior New York and New England, leading to temperatures in the 30s and 40s to start this morning. So a little chill in the air, perhaps a little bit of patchy fog in spots. But overall, a clear sky with high pressure in control, and that will lead to plenty of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon hours today. As a result, the temperatures will respond accordingly, jumping back quickly through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s and 60s in the next few hours, and topping off in the lower to mid-70s on average across our area by mid to late afternoon. That high-pressure center will dominate the weather picture through tonight and tomorrow, so another clear, seasonably cool night tonight, mainly in the 40s with some 30s in surrounding communities, and more sunshine and even warmer temperatures for tomorrow, with most everyone getting into the middle 70s. At this point, we'll track a front through the Great Lakes and in our direction for the day on Saturday. Skies will begin to cloud up on Saturday morning, and by lunchtime and through the afternoon, we run the risk of a few passing showers. High temperatures on Saturday will be a bit cooler as a result of the clouds, and readings will be in the upper 60s. Behind this front, blustery, somewhat cooler weather as we get into the latter stages of the holiday weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Sunday, and more sunshine for Columbus Day on Monday, with highs staying in the lower 60s. A few clouds will start to mix in as we begin a warm-up through the middle part of next week. With that mixture of sunshine and clouds for both Tuesday and Wednesday, highs will bounce back into the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Right now, it looks like Hurricane Matthew will stay along the southeast coast or even offshore and not affect our weather. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, located about 60 miles south-southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas. Matthew's moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the north-northwest is expected tonight. On the forecast track, the eye of Matthew should pass near Andros Island and New Providence in the northwestern Bahamas early this morning, then pass near Grand Bahama Island late today, and move very close to the east coast of Florida tonight through tomorrow night. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 125 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew was a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Additional strengthening is expected during the next day or so, and Matthew's forecast to be a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches the east coast of Florida. Hurricane warnings are now in effect for the Bahamas and for the southeast coast of the United States, from Golden Beach, Florida, north to Altamaha Sound, Georgia, including Lake Okeechobee. A hurricane watch is in effect from Altamaha Sound north to the Santee River in South Carolina. Hurricane conditions will continue over the central Bahamas and spread into the northwestern Bahamas today. Winds will gradually diminish over the southeastern Bahamas this morning. Hurricane conditions are expected to first reach the hurricane warning area in Florida by late today and will spread northward within the warning area through tomorrow. Tropical storm conditions are expected in Florida by late this morning. Hurricane conditions are possible in the hurricane watch area in northeast Georgia and South Carolina by early Saturday, with tropical storm conditions by Friday night. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under clear skies and 43 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature 59, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.06 of an inch for the month and 25.69 inches for the year, which is 4.36 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 90 set in 1900, and the record low 24 in 1965. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:27 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with some fog developing, upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with some fog and lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-70s. Showers likely Saturday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Sunday, lower 60s. Lower 60s with mostly sunny skies Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs bouncing back into the upper 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.